The importance of copying, or why you should copy. Hi, I'm Leona Hota from leonahotaschool.com. Welcome to my podcast. There is nothing you can learn without copying. Anything you ever learned, anything you know, was learned through copying. This subject is controversial, and I'm going to present my own point of view in this episode as a result of my own experience. Now, this might not feel correct for everyone, but hang in there till the end, and I might just open your eyes to a new way to look at this subject. We are not able to learn anything without copying. Walk, talk, write, paint, whatever. There is no way you have learned what you know and able to perform it or apply it without copying someone else first. Now, before we start, I just want to be very clear about the legal stuff, because I want you to understand the difference between copying and stealing. And in order to clear it, I'm going to give you a little example, right? I am providing my students and non-students with my personal designs of mandalas. They're on my website, leonahota.com. Free patterns which you can use, and I do not ask you to mention I am the designer of these patterns if you use them as a base for your artwork. You don't need to tag me, you don't need to mention my name in any way. What you cannot legally do is download these PDF files and upload them to your website and sell them or even offer them for free as if they were yours. You can't even offer them as if they were mine unless I gave you a written permission. They are legally protected. Or you can't use a picture I took of my art and it's out there on the internet and you found it, and you cannot take it and promote yourself or your course or other offers you might have using my picture or my art for this matter. As I said, it's not copying. This is practically stealing. Now, that legal stuff aside, let's go into the copying part. There are so many recreations of my art that I can see out there in the internet. And I myself have been copying others in order to learn. I am copying the color compositions, techniques, sizes, and even designs so I can expand my options of creation. Now, to give you an example from another field of mine, when I want to learn a vocal technique of a singer I like, I will imitate them so I can feel in my vocal tool, in the physical of their voicing, how they create a certain sound. Later, it will be available to me in my backpack of vocal tools to use it in my singing. If I use only this tool, I will sound like that specific singer, and I don't want that because I want to have my original sound, which is a certain combination of different sounds I learned from different singers by copying. Our dot mandala community is huge, but actually it is really small. And lots of people lately have raised this issue, and it is usually blaming others for copying them or scolding others for copying. Let me say that sometimes you don't even know who did that first. And this is a subject that happens a lot. Like the other day, I was approached by a student of another teacher reproaching me that my mandala is a copy of her teacher's design, while it was the other way around. Now, that teacher has created a whole course based on a design I created and never mentioned me, So that student didn't know about it. And I don't mind it, but it is hilarious sometimes. So, right? You don't really know who started what, really. Now, there is no way for us to learn without copying, and there is no way for us to prevent others from copying us. I have to admit that in the beginning, when I saw imitations of my art out there on Etsy shop, etc., I would get furious and I get all my arsenal of reproaches and spend my precious time to make sure this violation of rights, as I thought it was, would be fixed. I would complain, I would report that person, I would make sure that their piece is out of the cycle. Now, after a few times, I acknowledged I was getting myself drenched in a mud of the lowest energy, and that I was hurting myself. I was in a place I did not want to be. I really didn't want to be there. I was bitter and angry, frustrated. I felt it was unjust. I felt it was all the misery in the world. All the misery in the world, and I did not like being there. I did not like feeling those feelings. It's a choice. I realized I chose to be there. I chose to feel those feelings. I chose to act in behalf of poor little me, who was robbed by other vicious artists or something like that. And I stopped doing that. By choice. I would still go after a person, as I said before, that would download my designs and sell them. I have them copyrighted, and I did. I did get legal steps to stop a course creator who used my worksheets, the ones I use for my courses, on her course. Obviously, without my permission, I did that. But being in a position that you inspire others has that built in. If you put your creation out there, you are no longer just an artist. You are an inspirer. You are an influencer, especially now when we get to see work that is done and made in one's own home, thousands and thousands of miles from us, through the internet. You can keep it to yourself, but once you published it, you are taking the full responsibility for the fact people will copy you. It is your responsibility. And whatever legal measures you need to learn and take to protect yourself are also your responsibility. Point. No matter wherever you are in the world, publishing your work means you are an influencer, knowingly or not. You influence other people's creativity, and if they like what you do, they will most probably learn from you. Copying, right? If you are approachable enough, they will send you a message and ask you for details about your technique so they can apply it to their own work, which is also normal. You can decide whether you want to share this valuable information for free or in a course, which is open for those who pay for it, just like you can decide whether you sell your art or you gift it. I myself choose which information I'm willing to share for free and which I share in my courses. I might talk about how I do it, but this is for another podcast. Back to copying. I can assure you, none of the copies anyone might create of your artwork will ever be exactly like yours. Even if they will copy dot by dot, color by color, you can see that the hand that had painted it is a different hand. I mean, you can now Google dot mandalas and scroll down the images, and there are some creators that when you see their work, you'll know it's theirs, and you'll even be able to see the imitations of their work and know that they are copies of that particular artist. This is why it is so important that as artists we progress from that period of being influenced and inspired. We will always be, we'll always keep get inspired. We'll always go back to get inspired and to look for inspiration. But a kind of advance from copying and learning to find our own artistic voice in this world, to create instead of recreate. You want to find your artistic expression. It is important to learn the technique watching other people's work, learning through courses or watching videos on YouTube, or simply copying from a picture. You can copy the color combinations, the designs, sizes, even the proximity of dots within a design, and then find your genuine, unique, and personal way to create. And we all have it. The leap might feel dangerous, that letting go of the hand of the responsible adult that is your inspirer, the artist you are imitating, and start taking independent steps, walking by yourself. And finding this unknown you, revealing this mysterious you artist, is frightening. It contains responsibility of your own actions. It contains the possibility that no one will love your work, or that it will not be accepted by people you appreciate, by society. It is daunting. Go for it. See if you can create something that is yours. One way to do it is getting totally crazy. Decide consciously to surprise yourself and decide to create for yourself instead of thinking of the moment you will share it and what people might think of it and say about it. Bros through extremes, like leaving your comfort zone with colors, shapes, details, different materials, investigate, experiment. This is why when I became more and more influencing to others in my work, and more people started to copy my work, I understood that every day from now on, there will be someone new, someone who has just been introduced to this dotting world, and they will look up and find my paintings and they will copy them. Every day, there will be another person imitating you in order to later become what they are. And some of them, like I had students and non-students imitating my designs, and they have done it so greatly, it was much better and much more beautiful than my piece. So you'll have to get used to that as well. Understanding that new people will come out of nowhere every day, and they are going to learn through copying my stuff and your stuff. And there is no way I can prevent that if I want my stuff to be out there. Now, this is on one hand. And on the other hand, I have to admit, I myself have copied other artists. And I have had once even someone reported me for selling on Etsy a copy of their work. I was selling a very miserable copy of a wonderful artwork by another artist, but it was a copy when I started, and I had to take it off my shop. I learned from that. I learned I have kind of crossed some limit that was not legit. And although now I feel the way I feel about this subject, I don't want to hurt other people either. But I don't mind people copying my art and selling it. I did learn humility, humbleness, if you will. But I really don't mind. Each of us draw our own moral lines and each of us have our own empathy meter towards other people's feelings. Each of us has a different ability to see beyond the screen and feel the human creative behind the image of their artwork. Each of us was raised up in a different culture, which might have a different view of the subject. So it's up to one's own values to decide how to approach this matter. We are nearly reaching the end of this episode, but there is another thing that has to be cleared out. And this is, if I decide to, for example, create a dot mandala based on a design of the flower of life, or any other sacred geometry for that matter, shapes like hearts, stars, sun, the moon, letters, numbers, etc. And an artist approached me and claimed I was copying them because they had created flower of life pattern with dotting technique first. I would say, look, flower of life is not your design and dotting is not your registered pattern technique. Just like you cannot claim patent or rights on portrait painting, landscape painting, oil painting, and any other technique or style out there. So, unless it's illegal, like the example I shared here, of taking pictures of someone else's artwork and promote it as if it was yours, or offer someone else's download designs, etc., there is nothing I can say or do to prevent you from copying me. And I don't want to either, because I want to be in another place. I want to be a step ahead, working on my new ideas and inventions, experimenting and investigating, enjoying myself, and taking full responsibility for my own shit. And by the way, anyone who has been influenced by my work or other artists' works is one day going to be an influencer themselves. And someone will copy them and will be inspired by them. This is a circle. Having said that, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you want to learn more about my dotting courses, please visit leonahotaschool.com. Thank you and good day.